Hello, I'm Elena Del Valle, and this is the Hispanic NPR.com podcast. My guest today is Maria Alejandra Requena, who is news anchor at Canela News. We will discuss Canela News. Maria Alejandra, also Mariale, is a communicator with more than 25 years of experience in television, 10 of them on CNN en Español. She was a news anchor for Café CNN, The Morning Show, and Panorama Mundial in prime time for an estimated audience of more than 35.1 million people from Argentina to the United States. She has received two national Emmy Awards. Mariale leads Canela News, a news show on Canela TV, a digital platform. She was widowed after 26 years with her first husband. She authored I Choose to Be Happy and Learn to Live Despite Grief, hoping to inspire people through her story. Mariale, welcome.
Hi, Elena, how are you? It's very nice to be here talking to you today. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation, for the opportunity.
Yes, I'm happy to have you. I am so thankful that Hurricane Helene is behind us. That was a bit of a scary week last week.
Yes, definitely. Especially for all the people that, I live in Miami, but all the people that live in Florida, and of course, Helene affect at least three other states. So it was crazy. And, the fear of so many people that were on its path, it was terrible. But thank God, it was almost a week ago. And we're still in hurricane season, but hopefully this will be the last of the season, the first and the last.
Let's start our conversation with a conflict of interest statement, just so our audience knows who you are speaking for. Do you have any conflict of interest? Who do you represent for purposes of today's discussion?
I represent Canela News. That's a news show that I do for Canela TV, Canela Media. And I'm really happy. I have been with them for more than 2.5 months, almost 3 months. And it has been a great experience because it's a platform. And we all know that a lot of people are now using platforms instead of the traditional TV or cable. So it has been a great experience for me to be part of Canela Media.
Tell us a little bit about Canela Media and what you mean by it's a platform. So it's a website that you go to?
It's a streaming news. Well, in my case, it's a streaming news content. But Canela, it's incredible because it has only been here with us for 5 years. And it has reached 55 million monthly uniques, which equates to it's about 65% of U.S. Hispanic, because our programming is to entertain and to reach the Hispanic audience in United States, but also in Latin America, because it's an app. People can find it and download it on their phone or tablet or smart TV. And the quality that they have, not only of this novellas or operas or Hollywood movies or the classic movies, but we also have original content like Canela News, for example, Café con Canela, it's a morning show. We have Secretos de Villanas. It's I believe on the 10th they're gonna start with the third season. So we have been for a while now trying to grow, and I think that Canela Media has done a great job, because now we are about 55 million subscribers. We have about 55 million subscribers, but we are hoping to reach 60 million subscribers by maybe the end of this year or the first quarter of next year.
What does that mean, subscribers? In this particular case, are these people that you reach by email, or is this on an app?
It's an app. It's an app that people can download and they can subscribe for free. You don't have to pay anything. And you get to have, of course, our programming is in Spanish because we are focused on the Hispanic audience. But we have more than 35,000 hours of content in Spanish. So people can just go to their App Store or the Google Play and look for Canela Media or Canela TV, in this case, Canela TV, and download it. You can subscribe. You have to put just your email, and you have a password, of course, that you have to do, but you don't have to pay anything for that. And immediately you can get all this programming, especially in this case, you can have not only what I said about movies or soap operas, novelas, as we say in Espanol, but you can also have Canela Music, Canela Kids, Canela Deportes, that is a sports. And in my case, I work for Canela News. We have this show that it used to be 30 minutes a day, and now it's an hour. It's a whole hour of news from Monday to Friday. We also have entertainment. So we get to offer a lot of things to our community, to our Hispanic community in US and Latin America for free. So it has been incredible. Of course, we have a lot of brands that are looking to reach Hispanic viewers, and they are working with us in Canela TV so they can reach this Hispanic audience in United States and also, of course, as I was saying, in Latin America.
When you say you have subscribers, these are people who have downloaded the app onto their devices.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of those have subscribed to Canela TV?
The 55 million, about 55 million people that have subscribed to Canela TV. So that's incredible. It's a great, it's when you think about how much we have grown over the past 5 years, it's incredible. Isabel, who is the founder of Canela, Isabel Rafferty, has done an incredible job with all her team in putting all her heart and work so we can reach more people, but offering a good content.
And how many of those 55 million people who have downloaded the app are watching Canela News?
Hopefully all of them. But we are trying to work on that. We are especially paying attention to what people says, what they want to watch and what they want to know about it, because especially with news, in our case, we are very committed to the truth, to be impartial, to democracy, of course, to give them the news, but the only the news that we can confirm. So we have a great responsibility, and we try to find out the most important news for our community. Of course, we have to talk about what's going on in the United States. It's an important year, very important year, because it's an election year. So we are talking a lot about what's going on in the United States. We have a segment that usually opens the newscast that's called Decision 2024, Decision 2024. So we can talk about everything that's going on, the most important news, but also we have analysts that come and I get to interview, to talk to them. And it's very nice because we try to get on Canela News both sides and give information so people can make informed decisions and go and vote. We are, I mean, November 5th is right now, and we have this commitment to give our audience the best informed, of course, information, and the best information is like too much, but we try to give them the information that they need so they can make a smart choice, that they know all the facts so they can be sure who to vote for in the next elections. So we try to do, we take our job very seriously. But also in the United States with this election, with this year especially, of course, but we also pay attention to what's going on around the world, all the most important news. I know last week, for example, we have the UN, all the leaders, world leaders at the UN talking and trying to work a little bit about this to solve, but it has been really difficult to try to solve and to get peace to these wars, for example, the Russian and Ukraine and everything that's going on with Israel, with Liz, with Lebanon right now, and we have to be very careful on how to bring the news to the people so they can know exactly what's going on and what can they expect. Right now, with Israel and everything that's going on, they're attacking Hezbollah, this terrorist group. There's so much going on that we have to be very careful. And in fact, we have our VP of information. He's traveling to Israel this week, so we can be there on the ground and report and talk to people that are suffering and they're most affected by this situation. So we try to do the best job that we can, especially, for example, if we go this to America, we can see everything that's going on. For example, tomorrow in Mexico, there is a new president that's gonna is gonna be there for their people, and it's the first female president. So we are gonna be there live reporting from Mexico. We have been working a lot with everything that's going on in Venezuela, for example, that with the elections the past July 28th and everything that's been happening in that country and all the reactions that what's going on there have been having, I mean, all these people around the world having about what's going on in Venezuela. So yes, I think that we are very committed to everything that's going on in the world. So we try to bring that news, that information to our audience with great compromise.
Your primary target audience are Spanish speakers in the United
Yes.
States as well as
Mm-hmm.
Latin America, because all of your content
Mm-hmm.
on Canela TV is in Spanish. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. It's in Spanish.
Of the 55 million subscribers, the ones who have downloaded the app, how many are in the United States and how many are in Latin America?
Well, you know what? I don't have a precise number, but I know that it's a 65% of U.S. Hispanic what we are able to reach. And we are trying, of course, to get that number up. So all the Hispanics in U.S., and it's not only the grown-ups, or let me say it like that. I mean, we know there is a lot of people that speak Spanish in the United States, but we know that there is a lot of young people, like my kids. I have two kids, that they feel more comfortable speaking in English because they have been here for a long time. And of course, there is a lot of people young people that were born here, they are more comfortable speaking in English, but they also speak Spanish. And we're trying to reach that population as well, that young people that talk to their families in Spanish, and we're trying to reach them by having a good content that can catch their attention. And of course, usually when mom and dad or grandma or grandpa are watching something, and especially now on their phones or tablets or smart TV, usually when you are sharing sometimes with your family, the young people can know, in this case, what their parents are doing or watching, and they can get curious, because this is what everybody, especially young people, are doing, watching content on their phones or on their tablets. They don't usually watch TV or cable. For example, my kids, they're in college, both of them, and they do have a TV, but they usually use it as a smart TV to stream content. They watch all these streaming platforms, and hopefully they will do the same with Canela TV, of course.
It's also available online, right? Because I don't have the app, so I was able to just go to the Canela TV website, and
mm-hmm.
I think the most recent video I found was from the 27th of September. So is that the current content?
Yes. The good part is that you can watch Canela TV or some of the original content live, for example, our morning show, you can watch it live. as well as Canela News that is going to be this afternoon at 6 p.m. But after, if you miss it, you have on demand on this app. So you can always go back and you can watch that show that you missed because you were working or you were, I don't know, doing exercise or cooking or whatever you were doing. If you miss that show, you get to go on demand and find it. Original content, for example, with the sports, with Alex, that Alex is the one that is doing the entertainment, Alex Agenda. So you get to go to that content with your family, or in my case, with the news, you can, if you get home around 8 or 9, or if you are traveling from work to your home by train or Uber or bus or whatever, you can have that content on your phone. You can find the news and look it on demand. So that's a good part, that you are able to find the content that you want on this app.
How is Canela News different from other Spanish language news available in Latin America and in the United States?
The thing is, for example, there is another one, platform, streaming platform, that it's compared to us, and it's called VIX. But the thing with VIX is that they have a lot of content like us in Spanish. The thing with VIX is that you have to pay. Canela TV, you don't have to pay anything to enjoy all this content in Spanish. You can get movies, music, content for your kids, you can news, entertainment. You can get all of this for free. And that's so important. We know we have some commercials because there are partners that are helping us be better and get to more people, of course. But the main thing is that we have an incredible quality in the image, in our technology, and we also have a great and big, a lot of variety content in our app in Canela TV. So when you watch, if you are listening and you get to find in your app store Canela TV and you download it, you don't have to pay anything, and you get the quality of the image and the content, for sure, you're going to get back to Canela TV. So that's good. And we have, I think that we have something for everybody. And that's the good part. Usually when you talk, if you are interested, for example, in only news, you know that there are apps only for news. But in this case, you have an app for all the family. You have an app, you can use the same app for news or for music or for kids or for learning about what's going on in the world of sports, for example. So you get in one app everything, and it's for free. And it's an excuse even to share, to spend some time with your family and watch this, all this content. So I think that it's a great opportunity for people. If they know about Canela TV, they can share this information. They can recommend Canela TV because we have a lot of content in Spanish, and that can, I think that it will be great. And every person in the family, every member of the family can enjoy.
Where do Univision and Telemundo come in? Aren't they also broadcasting Spanish language television online?
They're doing, they're TV, they're on cable, we know that. They have an app, Telemundo has an app as well as Univision, but Univision has VIX. Is the one that I was telling you about, that it has good content, of course, but you have to pay. You have to subscribe and pay to be able to enjoy all this programming that they have. I think that Telemundo and Univision are doing a great job, as well as CNN. They're doing a great job, and Fox and all these ABC, CBS, NBC, they're doing a great job trying to keep up with the digital era that we are living in, with the streaming area that we are living in. And they're doing a great job. But I know that it's difficult because of course this is also a business, and it's not good for business to give something for free. But in this case, Canela TV and Isabel found a way to give our audience, Hispanic audience, what they want, the content that they want, and they don't have to pay anything because we have brands and company that are with us that, of course, they're trying to reach this Hispanic audience, and that's why they're announcing on Canela TV. Because they know that we have been working so hard through all these past 5 years to get that attention from this Hispanic audience and also their trust. And they like what they are seeing. So that's why Hispanic people are recommended Canela TV more and more. We have been growing and it's incredible in the past 5 years, and our target is in a few months get that 60 million subscribers or unique monthly uniques in Canela TV. I know that they can find different content in Telemundo or Univision, for example, but their main content it's on TV and cable. And we know that right now, and with the times that we are living in, most people look at their phone for information, look at their phone for entertainment or the tablet, not TV as it used to be.
Tell us about the news itself. How many people in the on the platform are gathering news, or are you purchasing news from other producers and just collating it? Tell us a little bit about the product itself.
Well, Canela News has a team that is working from Mexico and United States and Miami. Especially, we have office in Miami, New York, and Mexico. But we have correspondents that are working not only across the country, United States, but also in other countries. So we have original content. We get the news from the same resources that everybody does, of course, that are trust resources that we have that we can trust, but we always confirm that news before telling them about the news of what's going on the show. Canela News is from 6 to 7, and it's incredible when we look at numbers. Like, for example, according to Nielsen, Hispanics consider streaming news content to be the most relevant for them right now. Because of the times that we are living in, we're talking 51% versus 60% for broadcast or TV and cable. So streaming, it's really, really important in these times. We're talking about 69% of Hispanics that trust local news. They trust it. This is funny because according to Nielsen, younger generations find Spanish language programming more trustworthy than English language options. I didn't know that before reading of these statistics and numbers, but it's incredible. It's happening. It's happening. And that's why we are trying to reach those people because we know that they trust Spanish language programming. And thank God we are now seeing an increase of 328% in VOD and 365% increase in FAST because we are growing in as well in these areas. It's people who wants to watch the news, to see the news. And I think that in my case, I try to give them those news as hard as they can be, as easy and simple so they can understand what's going on, especially when I do interviews, when we do the analysis about what's going on, as special news that's going on, or I was telling you about the elections, the presidential elections. I try to do a balanced conversation, of course, giving voice to both sides, but trying to make it simple so people can understand. I try to make the questions that they usually have, that they have at home, that they have the of course, all the concerns that they have nowadays because of everything that's going on, because it's hard, because we know the economy is not as we would like it to be. I know that inflation affect us, and especially the working class. And I think that it's my responsibility or our responsibility in Canela News to give them the news as they are, with credibility, with respect, especially with respect to our Hispanic viewers. And that's why I try to put myself there and be part of that family. Think about that family that might be asking some questions about what's going on. And that's why I sometimes ask tough questions to my guests, but I think that that's part of my work and my job, and I have to do it so people can have the answers that they are looking for.
What's your primary target audience when you are anchoring Canela News? Who are you addressing? Do you have a profile of your viewer in mind?
To tell you the truth, I think that our audience in Canela News is usually, if we talk about age range, we can talk about, I think that 30 to 70 maybe. So it's a pretty big range of age that we have there. But nevertheless, I think that every time that I'm doing the newscast and I'm doing Canela News, I try to talk as well to the younger generation. Why? Because I have two kids and I like them to be involved of what's going on. And we discuss everything. I mean, all the main topics at home, we discuss it normally, like politics, economy, and much more, even trending, things that are trending right now and videos that are trending. So I try to talk a lot with my kids. And I think that that is a conversation that families can have at home as well. So that's why I focus on the simple delivery with the facts, definitely with the facts. And especially when I'm doing an interview, I think that the more natural, the more honest interview, definitely organic interview that I can make, it will resonate with my audience. They will think, oh, okay, that's right. Or maybe, you know, at that moment I'm thinking about a next question. I usually prepare my interviews and I have a bunch of questions. But to tell you the truth, it all depends on my guest, depend on what they're answering. But if I jump to another question or another one that it might be resonate with my audience, with our audience in Canela News. So I think that that's why it has been so successful so far. And I'm really thankful for that. People are liking Canela News. We have been growing in the social media community as well, because we didn't even have an Instagram account 3 months ago, or an X account 3 months ago. And we have been growing little by little, but it has been a good work and a great experience.
Who decides what news is included in any one day's 1 hour segment?
We have a VP, Vice President of Information, and of course everything goes through him. But the good part is that we have a team that all the time we have a chat, and all the time we are sending there where the main news or the most important news, or for example, when something happened like a breaking news, we use that chat to see what everybody is recommended, and we try to then do the rundown, is what we call it. It's like the main column of the newscast of Canela News. But usually we take as a reference everything that's going on that day, and the most important news, we usually put them on the first block. But usually the first block is about politics as well. But we have so many segments that are very important for us as well. We have, for example, there's one that does Galo Arellano. It's a correspondent here in Miami that's called Historias con H is History with H for Hispanics, and they reflect inspiring stories from Hispanic people in United States and around the world. All the work that they have done and all the things that they do on a daily basis to be better and to contribute to the community, it's incredible. So we kind of honor them and try to make an example of their stories to other people in our Hispanic community. We have another one, there's Vivir Bien, Living Well, that try to bring to our community all the information that can help them live a better life. And we are talking about wellness, of course, mental health, and a lot of things in that segment that I think that is very, very important to our community. We have Canela Te Ayuda. Canela Te Ayuda, Canela helps you. It's a segment that is dedicated to support Latino community in understanding legal processes in the United States. That's very important because we know that a lot of our migrant community, for example, are lost in the process sometimes of migration and how to do the things correctly so they don't have problems in the present or in the future. We have another segment that's called Punto Digital, Digital Point, that of course brings us all the technology advances and all the things that are going on and even trending information that's going on in the social media, for example, and everything that is important in technology-wise, of course, he brings to us is Ethel Arasil, who does that segment. Alex Agenda is all the entertainment, the most important news. Usually it's on Friday. And so we have a lot of segments on Canela News, our daily sports section that I love. I really like it because I'm a fan of different sports. So yes, I think that we are reaching a lot of people that have different interests, but they know that they can trust the information that we are giving them. So that's very, very important. For example, in this month that is Hispanic Heritage Month, we have done some interviews to important people, Latinos that have been really working from the start, from the beginning in this country and making not only a great future for them and their family, but also they are contributing in great ways to United States. So yes, we have a chef that's from Peru he has been here for a lot. I think it was 30 years that he said when we talk, and he has now like 8 restaurants in United States. So it has been great to see how our people, and I mean the Hispanic community, can contribute to this country because we are grateful for the opportunity, and we plan on keep working for them. So for the country and for everybody. So I think that Canela News is listening to the people and what they want. So we take it serious and we work on making it happen.
Mariela, the segments that you were mentioning, are they part of Canela News or are they just part of Canela TV?
No, they're part of Canela News. It's just that one is, for example, Historias con H, the Hispanic, they're on Monday. Living Well, Vivir Bien, it's they're on Tuesday. Canela Te Ayuda, usually we have it on Wednesday. Punto Digital on Thursday. Alex Agenda, the entertainment part, it's on Friday. But the sports we have every day. We have a section, a whole block talking about the most important news in the world of sport.
An hour of news from, I think you said 6 to 7 p.m. Is that Eastern Standard Time?
Yes, Eastern, yes.
And within that hour, then you set aside maybe, what, a quarter of an hour for sports and 3/4 of an hour for other news?
Yes. A little bit less. Sports is around 10 minutes usually from the whole newscast.
And how much time for each of the segments that you've described?
It depends of the person that they're interviewing. If it's a doctor, for example, in Living Well, or Hispanic with the Historias de Hispanos, que inspiran. But usually there are 3 minutes, 4 minutes, depend of the segment. But usually it's around that. Alex Agenda, the one that it's the entertainment that is on Friday, it's usually about 5 or 6 minutes. And the interviews that we do, that we usually have 3 to 4 guests daily. They have around 5 minutes to 6 minutes, depending on the guest or the topic.
And these are guests that join you remotely via Zoom, or is there a studio where you record?
We have a studio. We have a studio in Miami, in Media Pro, and they sometimes come to the studio. Depending on Miami's traffic, that we know that is terrible, but yeah, sometimes they go to the studio, and sometimes we connect remotely through Zoom or other platform that allow us to do that, because we have guests from all over the world. We have been talking to a lot of people, for example, in Spain or even Israel. The other day we were having a captain of the army there, and of course those guests, it has to be remote in order to be able to talk to them. But yeah, so we have a studio, and sometimes we have a guest coming over, and it's great because I really appreciate their time. And of course it's different when we have it, on site, when we have it at the studio.
How many minutes of that hour-long segment are commercials?
Usually, you know what? Commercials are really, I mean, seconds. I don't think that it gets to a minute, or maybe two. To
For the
totally take
entire
one minute.
hour?
No. For the entire no. For every block that we have, every time that we go to commercial, people that are watching Canela News, they get like around 2 minutes of commercial, and then we are back on the air. So it's not that much for the people that are watching Canela News. They don't have to see like 5 minutes or 6 minutes of commercial, because they're around a minute or two, maybe. I'm not sure about that, to tell you the truth, Elena. I'm not sure about how many minutes of or time of commercials, but it's not that much, because we know we have good commercials, but they're short, so people don't get tired, and they don't get tired or change in this case or close the application. See? But they stay with us, and they can continue watching the Canela News.
How many breaks within the hour? So if you've a 1 to 2 minute commercial every how many minutes?
We have every block, it's around 12 minutes, 11, 12 minutes every block. So we have 5 blocks. And of course the commercials are between them, those blocks. Because every block is it's around that. I mean, usually the last block, it's around 7 minutes, say 6.5, depending on how much we spend or I spend on an interview, for example. I try to respect the times, but sometimes the interview or the conversation, it's very good, and we have to, steal some time from other segments or other news.
Why do you think you were saying earlier that you find your viewers have said, I think, through perhaps Nielsen surveys, I'm trying to remember how you phrased it, that they're confident in the news that you present versus other news sources? Would you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, according to Nielsen, 69% of Hispanics trust local news, and younger generations find Spanish language programming more trustworthy than English language options. To tell you the truth, and in this case, it's my opinion, because what I just said was according to Nielsen. But in my case, I think that the younger generation of Hispanics and think that the Spanish language programming, and in this case, news, are more trustworthy, because we really confirm that news one, two, or three times if necessary before saying it, before giving it. And I think that it's also because I really try to be impartial. I mean, even in my house, my daughter the other day was asking me, "Mom, what are you?" Because I don't know if you're Republican or Democrat. And I was, okay, so I'm doing a good job because I'm trying to be really impartial. And that's what I do, not only in my life or my personal life, but especially when I'm working, so people can be sure that I'm not going to one side or the other, or that with my work, I'm trying to make them think what I want them to think. I don't give them an opinion unless there's something like a shooting or something like that. Of course, I have to be human. I'm not a robot. And I think that that's a good part of my delivering the news, that I have to be empathetic. And when something like that happened, I say, okay, this is terrible. This is so sad that I have to report that kids from the age of 14 to 16 have been killed in a shooting. I don't know how many more of this we have to see here in order to do something that really, really help us and our kids being safe at school. For example, I'm giving you an example that what I can maybe be opinionated about a theme, but usually when I do interviews, I try to be really impartial so people can make their own choices. They can form their own minds about a topic. And I think that's the cornerstone of why they trust Canela News, because they know that we are real. We're real people trying to do our best, but especially we are very, very, very careful on doing our work so they can make the decision based on the information that is trustworthy.
There's been a lot of talk about media deserts. Newspapers have been disappearing, and mm-hmm. broadcast news has gone from being news to being entertainment and having very little actual news. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with these issues?
I understand that that's what's going on. I talk a lot about, with the people around me and friends and family, and sometimes I need a break of everything. It cannot be all news all day. Everything that's going on, there are so many things going on at the same time that I get it, that people need a break. So that's why it's so important that we, 1 hour a day that we have, we are not giving them 24 hours news, that's important that they have their audience as well. But in this case, Canela TV are giving our audience the opportunity to have news, but just for an hour. Of if you want to go back and see it, you can go on demand and look for it. But you also have in this place, in this app, in Canela TV, you have music. If you want to, distract yourself for a little bit, you have sports, you have movies, you have entertainment. So you have so many things. That's why it's so important to have an app like this, like Canela TV. Like you have news, sports, entertainment, and everything for every moment, and especially depending on how you feel in that day. At one point, you're going to want to find out what's going on in the world, and there is Canela News for you. So you can, in 1 hour, or you can, even if you're on demand, you can forward or, of course, rewind what you are looking at. Know when we are live. When we are live, you cannot do that. But when you are on demand, you can do that. And if you need to know what's going on, for example, politics, right now, you can go and you know that the first and the second segment usually are about politics, about what's going on, about, for example, the vice presidential debate tomorrow, or what's going on in Mexico, that they're going to have a new president. So you can go there But you don't have to be tired of the news all day. So it's your choice, and that's a good part about Canela TV. It's your choice what you are watching at and especially at what time are you watching that. And they know, and that's the good part with Canela News, that during that hour, we have reached a lot of audience, of course, the Hispanic audience, but also we have the on demand that we can measure, and it has been doing great. So we're very happy with that.
With such a large, widespread area that you're looking at for where your audience is located, even though you have the commonality of language, how do you bring local news in, or do you?
We do it when it's something really important. The thing with Canela News and newscast in this one in particular, we are trying to get the most important news around the world. But we, of course, focus on our attention in what's going on now, political speaking, with the presidential election year, and with everything that's going on in our continent, in America, but also what's going on to the other parts of the world. So it's really difficult to do local news. When we do local, it's because it's something really, really important that we think our Hispanic audience will be interested. So we have to be careful on what, of course, broadcast and whatnot, but because we have so little time daily to everything that's going on around the world.
What would you say is the biggest challenge in producing this 1 hour of programming?
I think that the biggest challenge is the same for any newscast, is try to keep up with everything that's going on, because sometimes we have so many news that we have to decide what to leave for our newscast and what to put on social media, for example, because there is something always happening and we have to decide. I think that that's a challenge, but also the deliver. So the delivering of that news so we can really connect with our audience and they can recommend Canela News to friends and family and their kids if they're in the teenagers years or older. So I think that this time has particular challenging for everybody that are working on news because in our case, we really, really try to work on our credibility. I think that's our responsibility. And when we see something that looks or we think that are suspicious, we try to go to the source so we can confirm and have two or maybe three even people that can confirm that news before delivering. We don't want to be on that side of a fake news. I think that we are really committed to that, to have credibility, to be a place that people can go and feel safe that we are telling them what's going on, the facts, and not something that we invented or we want them to think about a person or a country or a party affiliation, for example, that has happened before. We are really committed to the truth and to democracy, especially to the truth and democracy, because I think that they are the most important thing to talk and to trust when we are talking about a country, for example, as the United States, that really values those things, truth and democracy.
Who is behind Canela TV, Canela News? Who owns the company?
Isabel Rafferty is the founder of Canela News. She has surrounded herself with a great team in New York, Miami, and Mexico. Isabel Rafferty Zavala, it's from Mexico, but she has been living for a lot of years in New York, and she started this Canela Media and Canela TV during the pandemic. In fact, I believe she thought about launching Canela TV, Canela Media, because nobody knew at that moment what was going on exactly and what was the future for anybody. But she decided to go ahead, and it was incredible because, of course, during the pandemic, a lot of people were, you know, they have this hunger for content from different, they were at home, and they needed things different to happen and to look at it. And of course, Canela TV was born in that difficult moment in the world, but she has been leading us to be a great platform, a great option for all the people in the Hispanic people in the United States and in America, because you can download the app if you are in Venezuela or in Colombia or Argentina. You can download it in Mexico, in the United States. Of course, you can do it too. So the vision that she had at that moment was incredible, and that's why it has been so successful.
So she's the owner?
Yes.
And this is a publicly held company, and she's the sole owner?
She's the founder and the CEO of Canela Media.
So there are other owners?
I will get back to you with that information, because I think that it's Isabel Rafferty, Zavala, and her husband that are the owners of this company, but of course they have investors on this Canela Media since the beginning. They have a lot of investors and that believe in Canela Media, but they are the owners. That's my understanding.
You've also talked about your presence on social media. I think you said you're on X, also known as Twitter.
Yes, exactly. Yes, we have. Well, to tell you the truth, our account has been, it was created like 2 months ago, 2 months and a half, something like that, with the expansion of the Canela News, because they had, before that, they have a half an hour's newscast, and now we have a full hour of news and information. So we have some followers on Canela News, not as much as we will want. We want, but I know that we will get there. And also in Instagram, we have some followers now, and we are growing. That's a good part.
Are you also on YouTube?
Yes, we are also on YouTube, but I believe that our YouTube channel was created like 3 weeks ago, maybe a month.
What are the handles for the different channels? Would you share those?
Yes, of course. It's in X, well, Twitter and Instagram is @Canela_news. @Canela_news. And in YouTube is Canela News. It's the same. @Canela_news.
And who is behind those channels? Do you have a public relations person or people who are?
No, there is a person that usually does is doing the digital for Canela News, and he is doing all the digital content. I mean, the reels, the tweets, and we are trying on working and of course, getting more people involved in the digital content. But it's Eitel Arasil is the one that is also doing the Punto Digital on Thursday, the digital point with all the technological trends and latest innovation. And he works great with social networks. So he's the one that is behind these accounts, and he's working on getting a bigger team so he can, because it's work. I know that social media, it's work. I know, because me myself has been working not only in news but in social media for a long time now, and yes, it takes time to grow a community, to grow the followers. So we're working on that, but we thank God we're doing great. And it's gonna be better. I mean, I used to work for CNN in Espanol for 10 years, and getting and being part of Canela Media and Canela TV has been a journey and really different, because I mean, for 25 years, I work on TV, in traditional TV and cable. Then, of course, CNN the past 10 years. And now with Canela, it's like, okay, let me go and be part of this new world that is the streaming content, that it's what people are doing right now. Not only our kids, I mean, our teenagers. We are doing this. My mom, my dad, they're on their phone looking for that content. So being part now of this of Canela Media and this challenge to reach more people, to be part of their life, to inform them, to entertain them, it's great. I think that it's for me has been a great opportunity to grow in this world now. Very different from what I did for so many years.
To go back to the social media for a second, are the messages on those channels editorial, advertorial, advertising?
Well, on Twitter, for example, on X, they're usually just news or clips of the interviews that we do at Canela News. But they are committed to the news. When you go to Instagram, you will find reels of the interviews or information that is really important about something that's going on, even historical, that Eiffel do for especially for Instagram. And in YouTube, he usually put clips of some interviews or segments that we have in Canela News that might be of interest of course of our audience. For example, let me look at the one that we have in Instagram. Well, we have an interview with Rick Scott that of course were published there, were in Instagram, the clip. Everything that's going on, for example, that was going on the UN last week in New York, the General Assembly, and some interviews. They have usually there's information and interviews that we think it's will be interesting for our audience.
You said you had an interview with Rick Scott.
Yes, the Senator Rick Scott.
Does he speak Spanish?
Yes, a little bit, but we had it in English. But he talked for a little bit, especially at the beginning in Spanish. Yeah, he does speak English.
So what do you
But to,
do? I'm sorry, when you have a guest who is English dominant, do you have a voiceover?
yes, a translator. Yes, a person that is translated everything in real time, or if it's tape, of course, we have more time to do that. But we have a person that is doing the translation in this case, because we did an interview with Rick Scott, and we also did an interview with the senator that is I'm sorry, with the candidate that is aspiring to be a senator for Florida. She's from Ecuador, originally from Ecuador, so she does speak Spanish. Her interview was in Spanish, of course. But yes, we try when we do an interview with one party, we try to do the same with the other. So we have that balance in our show.
I've noticed that captions have become ubiquitous everywhere you turn, that you have video content. There is a digital, what do you call it, a text version of the audio that
It's
is,
subtitles.
thank you, subtitles. Are you doing that as well?
Yes, we are doing that. Most of of the reels that we publish, I think that is important to simply because we need to be more inclusive. I need to remind myself of when I publish on my social media, but I think that it's inclusive for all people that maybe they cannot hear, but they can read. So that's why we are doing it more and more.
Is there an English option for people who are English dominant or more comfortable in English?
You know what, Elena? I'm not sure. I will have to ask, but because for now, I mean, in social media, you know that you can translate, so it's no problem. But when we are live, I don't think that we have the option. I'm not sure. I will have to ask my boss, of course, or Isabel, and so I know if we have the option to translate to English. Because all the content is in Spanish.
I understand. What's next?
What's next? Well, we have to keep working on growing our community. We have to keep working on original content that we already have some, but we would love to create more content, especially for our audience. We are working, of course, in expand our subscribers, and that we are doing just by working, you know, by showing by what we can do and listen to our community, to our Hispanic, to our audience, to our Hispanic audience, so we know what they want, so we can work on that, on bringing them that to them. And of course, I'm going to ask about English and maybe subtitles in English or Spanish or other language, because we know and we want to be inclusive as much as we can be. I know that this is Canela TV is for Hispanic audience in United States and all America, Latin America, but we need to be more inclusive, and everybody that especially if you are here, maybe you speak Spanish, but your friend doesn't. And if you want to be able to gain that audience as well, we have to make some changes, and we will keep improving as much as we can, because we are willing to that. And I think that's the spirit in all the people that work in Canela Media.
And I should have asked you this at the beginning. Why Canela?
Canela, because you know what? When I saw Canela, and I saw when I was first start talking with Canela, with the Canela team and the Canela news team, I download the app and I start watching some of the content that they have with my husband at that. I remember that we were talking, oh, look at this. They have this movies, and they have this, and they have this from this country and from the other country. And they also have sports, and they also have this. And it caught my interest. And when we started talking about news, and I love news. I mean, I love the other part of what I'm doing. I have my podcast. I have nothing to do with news. I have that. It's called Elijo Ser Feliz. I choose to be happy. And I have my book, and I have my conference, but news has been part of my life for such a long time that I really enjoy doing the news and doing a show like that. And it was an opportunity to do news again in a part of our lives that are getting bigger and bigger, that it's a streaming. It's these platforms that offer great content, but also, it's what's going on right now, the present and also the future. So it's kind of a bet and an opportunity to grow and to learn. And I think that I will be 80 years old, and I will be willing to learn more new things and to grow with them. So that's why I am at Canela News right now.
Why the word canela? It means cinnamon in Spanish, right?
It means cinnamon, sí. Sí.
So why did
you know
they
what?
Choose?
That's a good question for Isabel.
Okay.
That's a good question for Isabel. But I will ask it for you. I will let you know why. Because at first, when I started canela, when we start talking, I asked that question, and they were supposed to give me an answer that they didn't. So I will ask again.
Mariale, thank you for joining us from Miami, Florida.
No, thank you, Elena. Thank you for the time, for these conversations. Thank you so much. It's been great.
And to our audience, you have been listening to Mariale Requena, who is news anchor at Canela News, who discussed Canela News. To propose a guest for the show, you can email me directly at editor@hispanicmpr.com. That's editor@hispanicmpr.com.